A human rights inquiry has found that the intelligence branch of Malaysian police was likely behind two religious disappearances, one of a Christian pastor and the other of a Muslim man. Both men had been accused of trying to convert others to their religion and had been monitored by police or other authorities. A three-member panel, which carried out lengthy investigations into the two cases, has urged the government to respect the right to religious freedom and bar police from involvement in religious matters. Southeast Asia correspondent Anne Barker reports.
The brazen abduction of a Christian pastor 2 years ago shocked Malaysia, not least because it happened in broad daylight in full view of multiple witnesses. Pastor Raymond Koh's disappearance was caught on two traffic cameras as he drove along a residential street. Three black vehicles suddenly boxed him in. Masked men in black jumped out and ran to his car. After an apparent struggle, all four cars drove off in convoy, including the pastor's. His family never saw him again. Now, Malaysia's Human Rights Commission has made the explosive finding that, given all the evidence, Pastor Koh was most likely forcibly disappeared by Malaysia's own special branch police, agents of the state. Retired Judge Ma Weng Kwai led the commission's investigative panel.
There can be no dispute that the men in black were police officers taking part in a special operation. From this circumstantial evidence and from the information given by Sergeant Samzani, there was a team of police officers from special branch that had carried out the abduction.
Raymond Koh's abduction quickly exposed other disappearances of another Christian pastor and his wife months before, and a Muslim man, Amri Chemat, who'd been accused of spreading Shia Islam in majority Sunni Malaysia. Both he and the pastor were accused of proselytising and had had threats against them.
The panel finds that Pastor Raymond Koh and Amri Chemat were both individuals targeted by religious authorities and the police on allegations that they were involved in matters against Islam in Malaysia.
Malaysian police are yet to respond to the commission's findings, and the former government minister responsible for police denies he gave orders for either abduction. The wives of both men have called for an independent investigation into the men's disappearances. Pastor Koh's wife, Susanna, has threatened to sue the government if it fails to act.
But if nothing is done, then we do not have any choice. This forces us to maybe take a civil suit against special branch or individuals, authorities, and even the government.
The Human Rights Commission has called on Malaysian authorities to respect the fundamental right to religious freedom and says police should not be involved in religious matters. This is Anne Barker reporting for The World Today.